Hi, baddies. So happy that you found this video. We are talking about Love is Blind UK, but this is actually part two. We went through so many other couples in part one. So if you haven't watched it, please stop, save this video for later, and go back. If you already watched it, thank you so much for watching and/or listening to the first part, and here's the rest.
A, I thought Maria was older than she was. Like, it didn't dawn on me that she was in her early 30s until Greece. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, Tom clearly likes being young and youthful and jovial with Maria. But I'm like, does that
At
make
like
us?
38, right?
Yeah, exactly. At 38 years old. And I'm like, does that make us sound foundation for a relationship? I'm not sure.
I think he was questioning that himself.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Maria's Moroccan and Muslim. She said that, how she's dating kind of goes against that culture, but her family supports her. Her father went back to Morocco after getting sick and died there. Tom said that he has struggled with connecting with other people. Tom has said some interesting things. He was also getting to know Natasha, or Tosh.
Right.
Oh, I wanted to protect Tosh so much because the minute she said she used to be fat, I was like, oh God, he's gonna pick her. That's what was my thought.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I mean, all I could think about was like the level of like potential insecurity and like going from being a fat person to a thin person and like moving through the world, but still holding all of those like very real realities and insecurities of being a fat person. And like, I think that like talking about that so openly with other, like, that's like a big part of her identity, right? And so, yeah, I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, I was so protective of her because it felt like he was giving a little bit of player vibes. He's not used to committing and he likes to keep it light. And I feel like when guys like that then decide I'm going to commit, it's going to be with like the safe person who will always be there for them, not much the other round, or n other way around. And they kept clicking, I guess, on things. He said that she would be able to hang out with his friends, family. Now, he had sexual chemistry though with Maria. Okay. He's talking about, oh, I closed my eyes last night and I just felt you on top of me. He didn't feel nothing.
You didn't, because you literally don't know what she looks like. What are we saying, sir?
Didn't feel nothing, but she was loving it. She was like, oh,
She was.
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Maria asked about his connections. Tom says he doesn't have a number one. She's like, ooh, okay. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I thought he cut it off by then, but they were still talking. And he basically tells Tasha, like, this feels like a friendship. I don't know if it's more than that. It felt like I know I should probably pick Tasha, but I'm running into Maria. And so later on, Maria's like, I'm gonna put it out on the table, okay? I want you. I don't know what is up with you, but I want you. And Tom was like, yeah, we can do this. Now, I have hope for them, honestly. I mean, it was like their dynamic did also remind me of Bliss and Zach a little bit. Except, like, Zach was like, oh, I think maybe I forgot the other girl. But, like,
Arena.
yeah, he got scared by something that Bliss said. And he was like, I'm not sure if I'm good enough for Bliss. So I'm going to go with Rena.
Yeah, because it was when Bliss was trying to warn him about her. And then he felt all of this attachment to, like, he identified with her, and he's like, well, if you don't like her, then you don't like me. And it's like, no babes.
Yeah, he that was some low self-esteem,
What? I'm like,
weird stuff.
no, she's a mean person. You're just weird.
I felt like I think he knows he wants Maria, but I just don't know if he knows if he can give her what she wants. That's just like one possible reading on this. In the end, I thought they were pretty cute. She said that Maria thought 38 might be a different vibe, but they get on well because they're laughing all the
Right, 'cause I'm like, he likes to laugh and joke, so y'all are fine.
time. But I will say their first meeting was actually pretty cute.
Yeah.
You look so reluctant in giving them
I
that.
know. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Tom.
Yeah. I mean, cute or just very lustful. They kiss.
Exactly. It was very lustful.
This like looks normal, right?
Right.
Beautiful even. We got the purple background, which we love at Black Bi Reality, and the twinkling lights, the candle. She's in a red dress. They go together. I think he's wearing blue. And
Yeah.
then
And
I
she
just
talked about that, right? She was like, my red dress, my red lipstick. And we're like, yeah, that red lipstick.
that red lipstick. My thing is, Maria is a freaking makeup artist, okay? She ain't like Hannah on Love Island USA,
I
who was
love her.
getting all that white makeup on Kendall's face, okay?
Everybody keeps talking about how bad Hannah was. Like, her makeup transfer rate was just like
It
astronomical.
was 100%, 100% getting on that black man. Now, this white man is covered, his lips are covered with red lipstick. At first, I thought, oh, it's not that bad, but they couldn't stop kissing, and
Right.
now the lipstick, he has overlined his lips with red
Exactly.
lipstick. And she looks up with her with just, is it love? Is it lust? Let
Right.
me know,
Let
because
me know. We'll see in Greece.
we'll see in Greece. Because we didn't get much of them in Greece, did we?
No.
Yeah, I wonder what they've been up to. We've had so much to talk about. Do we have anything else to say about Tom and Maria?
I mean, they do show in the previews that he meets Tosh, so we'll see if, or yeah, I think in the preview it's like they mention Tosh coming in the picture. So, or I mean, you know how they normally do the
Yeah,
meetup where everybody meets everybody,
I was like,
so
hold up, hold up, hold up. But yeah, that makes sense. They all have to meet each other at some point. I don't think it's gonna be. I hope Tosh hangs in there.
Me
You know?
too.
She a boss. We don't even know if she's actually insecure. Like, she seems like a boss. She was like, yeah, I would leave the UK. I actually been practicing programming at home. And it's like, what? She gonna be just fine. So, yeah, we'll see where this goes. Oh my God. My namesake. We have to talk about Nicole, guys. Guys. She's so sweet. And like
So sweet.
the decisions.
Goofy. Just goofy.
Oh my God. And my girl, Jasmine was trying to tell us.
Later, like when Ben tells her, and I was like, I just need her to talk to Jasmine. I just need her to talk to Jasmine. And then Jasmine's like, I do want to tell you what I felt when talking to him. And I was like, thank the Lord. And then Nicole was like, I just don't know. And I'm like,
She said, you know what? Do you? Maybe I'm wrong. Like, Jasmine was actually so fair.
Exactly.
She said, I know what my instincts told me. It could
Exactly.
be very different from you for you. You have to make
Right.
your own decisions, though.
She literally told her he was saying the same exact thing. thing to her. So I'm like, it's fair. You know, I get it when their other potential dating person tells them something about the other person. I get being like, I don't know if I can trust this, right? But like, you have another woman in the pods who's dated the same man that you're dating and is essentially confirming everything that Ben has told you. What is Jasmine's investment in saying something like, I don't know, I don't really trust this man? She already got her man. She chose her man. Like, what would be the point of that?
Now, Quita, you called that man Ben.
Benaiah. He
Yeah.
doesn't go by Ben.
I don't know, but
Oh, my goodness.
we have to at least say Benaiah once and
Brilliant.
first.
That's true. That's true.
That I know on the YouTube, I'm doing slides so you can see this man, but for the listeners, if the listeners are listening and they didn't watch the episode, just know his name is Benaiah and his energy is of a Benaiah.
It You're like, don't come
Spelled
up here giving no regular Ben shortened version of
absolutely not. We finally we weren't we didn't know we needed a Benaiah, but
We needed a
we
Benaiah.
needed a Benaiah. Okay, so this is so wild. So Sam, like we said before, he gets dumped by Jasmine, tosses the wine glass. He's like, but I have my backup, Nicole. Now, they have talked so far. He said that, you know, she asked him. She has some like very flowery questions. Not gonna lie. She's like the opposite of Matthew. I feel like she had all these questions, but instead of Matthew being like, I'm gonna be direct and hardly give answers to my own questions, she's like, I'm gonna ask a question, but it's gonna have a beautiful preamble and everything. And these men are not conversationalists generally.
Especially not a man like Sam.
She's asking for a lot. So her question was, if your life would be a book, with a what would it look like? He says, oh, if it was a book, it would have a love story that would make you cry. But he ends it like a question. So it would be a love story that can make you cry. And Nicole's like, oh, that's lovely. He literally is like, oh, I did good. I did good.
Literally, because it's like, is that actually your life? Like, is that your life?
It does. He keeps talking about lacking love. So like, how is that your, I guess she did say in the future, but it's like, what?
It's giving, I'm trying to please the person that I'm talking to, get the answer right, win her heart, instead of just being a genuine person.
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
ugh.
Whew. Yeah. So he then starts, I wrote giving a sob story. We'll see if I walk it back. But he talks about, oh yeah, he gives a sob story about how the nice guy never wins. And Nicole said, it's scary. He's saying all the right things. And I think he might have got an attitude about that, or he's just like, oh, not again. But it's like, dude, if you come up with rehearsed stuff, women have brains. They're gonna call it out.
And someone saying something like nice guys finish last is giving incel behavior. 'Cause what are you talking about?
We don't know his beliefs, but a lot of his actions and what he talks about, talking about he needed a nose job and he hit the gym immediately. It's giving women only want certain things, and I'm doing it all, and why aren't these like fill in the blank of what other word you would use? Why aren't they doing it? I'm a nice guy.
Because that switch he had with Jasmine, Like he says the nice thing, he thinks it's gonna land well, and then she's like, I'm gonna just be honest, it's hard to believe that everything you're saying because you keep saying the right thing. And then he's like, what do I have to say? And it's like, so what's the truth? Are you a nice guy or are you pretending to be a nice guy?
And I'm also so curious what Jasmine did or did not say about her looks. Because I'm also wondering if he was pursuing her more because he thought she had a
A
look that
look,
was like a very specific kind of look. Because again, when he talks about losing her, he's like, beggars can't be
you
choosers, and he's
choose,
talking about Nicole.
right. And later on, when Nicole jokes, when he's like, when I see you, I'm just gonna pick you up, and she's joking, she's like, well, she's like, well, I guess I can't talk about my appearance, but she's like laughing the whole time she's saying it. So I'm just, and then he's like, well, she said something weird and like immediately became worried about her size. And I'm like, you're weird, sir.
These men deserve nothing.
At all.
But also, some of these women are no better, 'cause see Catherine. Would Catherine and Freddie be as into each other if they didn't be like, so we hit the gym,
No,
right?
twice a day, right?
Like, it's not happening. So it's just like, it's so wild. It's so wild. So yeah. Now she's talking to Benaiah. What did you think of Benaiah at first?
At first, I was like, does he actually want to get married? Like, I don't know. I was a little, I mean, he seemed very like in touch with the earth. And like when he said he was backpacked from like Preston in the UK to it was like somewhere else. I was just like, that's a lot. He's very that type. But
He's
once,
technically homeless.
yeah, when he said that and Nicole was like, huh? I was like, exactly. Those are the questions I need to be asked. What do you mean when you say that, sir? And it's like, oh, he just doesn't have a lease or like a home. Like he couch surf.
He says he house sits
Yeah.
while he's around, which is very interesting. I wonder if he's like using a specific app, or
Yeah.
really you're just doing Airbnb and you're not shouting Airbnb out on Netflix, you know?
Maybe, but I do know someone who travels internationally and there is an app where you can house sit and pet sit
Oh,
for
yeah.
in other places. Yeah. So it's like you get free housing, but you're like house sitting. Yeah.
Got it, got it.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, so that's the vibe. Manaya is not totally settled down. Nicole's actually impressed with this. She was like, oh, I'm a corporate girly, but I would love to have freedom eventually. She likes the thought of living off the grid.
Right. So I was like, match made in heaven. This sounds
Right.
perfect. The man
Sounds
who's
perfect.
backpacking to Prague and the
There you
lady
go.
who wants to live off the grid, she says she does yoga naked in her garden. She's like, y'all belong together.
We belong together. So then, though, we get a little bit of a bump. Actually, still a little insight. So he's talking about how he moves around a lot. She's like, you know, would you want to get married and settle down? And he kind of makes a joke, but then he was just like, no, like I had a rough childhood growing up. That's probably why I have been so much about movement. And but I do want my own family and have like a home base eventually. So she was like, okay. Now she's still getting to know Sam. Sam, as you said, we've said multiple things. So it was the weight comment and the other of like beggars can't be choosers. They cut to Benaiah, who's also in the men's quarters, but we have no clue if he's actually hearing any of these things. He
Right.
probably also just interacts with Sam and knows his like rancid
Yeah,
vibe.
exactly.
So now Nicole is like, Benaiah, we gonna do this thing? Benaiah, old habits die hard, because he was just like, I can't promise anything. Sir,
You are on Love Is Blind.
you are on Love Is Blind.
You better get the
So
promises.
now I'll maybe I'm maneuvering. Maybe I really want the Nicole Benaiah story to work. I can see that he might have gotten scared.
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, this is really going to happen. I do really like her, but should I promise her anything? I really care about her. Caring could be like avoidance because he's scared of messing it up. But that's me making a story for what he does. Because then he flips it.
Yeah.
When he's about to lose her.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was avoidance after like it being, you know, because someone who like is very transient, doesn't have a home base, you know, probably has been single for a long time. Finding love this quickly in this type of scenario, I'm sure it could be very scary, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but I think the way, I really appreciated the way that he did like approach her with the information and like his flip. And it's like, he didn't lead with like, I love you and I want to be with you. And also this other guy, you know, he's like, I need to tell you something, you know, and ultimately I want you to be happy and to like know the truth. And so I was like, okay, I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him. Now he doesn't, and this is hard, right? Cause like on The Bachelorette, there's Ori rules about this. Like, first of all, the rule is just don't tattle at all. But I like, they're grown. Like he was really torn over what to do, but he could see it. He's like, Nicole really wants to get married. This man is a chump. I'm sorry. I'm going into him. This man is talking nonsense at times. And so he's like, I have to warn her. So this man, he gets into the pods with Nicole. He has one mission. Mission, break up Sam and Nicole. And he says, I don't think, and he's really taking his time because he really doesn't want this. Like, Benaiah gives avoidance to also conflict, and this is what this is.
Yeah. It's like killing him to say something that he could potentially result in conflict.
Yeah.
Because how Zach did Bliss. Bliss was trying to come to him and give him this insight that she had in context that she had, and he flipped on her, you know?
You never know. So yeah, he's like, this man is here for fame. And I'm like, not the fame. Like, yes, we're all a little bit here for fame, but like we have concrete things, which I don't know if he heard. I just wish we got more out of this conversation. Cause I don't know what Nicole actually knows about Sam.
Right. Because also it seemed like the way Benaiah was saying it was like other men in in the men's quarter also felt a way about Sam. So it wasn't just him either.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, I mean, because even the, you know, when eventually Benaiah does get dumped, it's like the majority of the men are over there comforting him. And then there's just like a few with Sam, which I think Ollie was one. And I feel like that tells me everything I need to know about Ollie.
I know. It's bad. I was like, not Sam and Ollie being boys.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, this is not good for us black women. So yeah, she ends up, and how they did this was very cinematic. They probably done this on the US, but I can't remember. Nicole's walking down the pods. Benaiah goes into one pod. Sam is right next door, which is wild. And we see overhead where she goes. She goes into Sam's pod, and Benaiah's like, oh. So, Sam and Nicole's, like, final talk, I was stressed watching that, because human beings are so interesting, and this is why I love reality TV, because the way our brains work to make something work, even though your gut knows, no, Nicole is scared for her life.
Literally.
It's like crying, throwing up. She's like, I just have one question. Sam is like, I'm gonna die. If I don't have this work out in my favor, I'm gonna die. So he also has the same pressure anxiety. He's just like, oh, what is this question? What is this question?
Right.
This woman asks, are you here for love? That's not.
I was like, Nicole, there's a whole myriad of questions you could have asked that man, and that one was the least effective.
Oh, she just, you're asking, and this happens when you get into some relationships. You're asking the other person for reassurance, but if your gut already knows, sometimes you're really asking them, lie to me.
That's what she wanted.
I need this. I want this more than anything. Please lie to me and please make it so convincing. This
Exactly.
man starts lying. He's like, oh, I want this. I want to be loved more than anything.
Nothing about her.
Nothing. It is all about I am like a child who is desiring love from a woman. This is about me, this big feelings. Nicole's talking about what she wants. It's like, and then at the end of it, she says, okay, we're getting engaged. I love you. This man said, I think I love you, and her face falls. She said,
I
oh.
was like, girl, I was like, can they run it back? Like, I was like, can you be like, wait a second, I take back that. I don't want this
Yeah,
man.
you
Because
know,
I would have took
instant.
that back. I would have been like, never
Instant.
mind. Never mind. I take that back. JK, JK. Reverse card. End it. I'm going over to Benaiah now. Have a nice life, Sam. What? Because she knew it. She, the moment he said, I think I love you too. Because then I was starting to realize, I was like, oh, y'all have never said I love you.
No, you're definitely, I agree with that decision. I think if you're in the pods dating multiple people, you don't drop the L bomb till you know that's who you're getting engaged to. But I think I love you. Her face was like, oh.
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 Yeah.
And I think he might have left first,
He
or maybe,
did.
and then she gets up and leaves, and she was like, that was not, oh.
Yeah. It was like in that moment, she knew she messed up. She
She
was like, oh, I've
knew
made a
it.
grave mistake. I was like, yeah, because you should have came in there being like, so what were you saying to Jasmine? And don't lie to me. What have you said about me or our relationship in the men's quarters? What are your actual, like, genuine intentions?
We don't know what she knows. That's why I'm like, I
Yeah.
wish we got like unedited. Like, does she know anything bes that from the conversation with Anaya? We know she
Right.
knows something about Jasmine, but it's like I just wanted to know what he told her, and I
Right.
guess we're hanging it on fame. I guess he
Right.
didn't hear those like direct things to tell her. So it's
Right.
hard when you're dealing with that. That is kind of hard to be like, yeah, we are on a
Yeah,
TV show. Technically,
that's
we
true.
all do want to be here, but are you here for love too, or what?
Right. But I mean, I feel like the strength of her finding out that he was telling her and Jasmine the same thing, I'm like, okay, that's enough to be like, okay, you're dating multiple people, but telling both people you want to marry them or they're the one, like, that's the issue.
Yeah, it is. Whew. All right, so she cuts things off with Benaiah. Benaiah, I guess he accepts it. It's so, I was just like, oh girl, this is not. Also, Sam gave her a smelly bracelet.
He did. He did. And she's like, I just smelled it, thinking it would smell of you. Disgusting.
Disgusting. He said he had that for so long, and oh God. Okay, so their first meeting. Oh, you know what? I'm trying to think of the awkward first meetings we already got and what this is like in contest for like the most awkward first. So look at her, deer in headlights.
Right,
She's like,
already.
what did I do?
Literally, what did
Oh
I
my God.
do?
She looks
Right.
so gorgeous.
I know. And he also makes a comment where he's like, "I don't care what other people think. I think
Yes.
she's gorgeous." And I was like, "Well, that's weird because all of us think she's gorgeous. So what are you actually trying to say, Sam?"
Punch. This gangly looking man. Are you kidding me? Look at her. Her face. Like, is so ungrateful. He's so ungrateful. So yeah, it she he gets down on one knee again, puts the ring on her finger. She realizes maybe once they're sitting down in this scene, she was like, "Oh, the ring's on the wrong finger." And he was like, "Oh, because this idiot didn't take the ring out of the box and put it on her finger. She had to do it."
Do it herself.
All
Red
right.
flag.
He was like, "Oh, I didn't notice." Sam, yeah. He said in a separate scene they had a strong connection in the pods and didn't feel right out later. Yo, when she popped up like this, what did you think?
I immediately, I was like, not she's finally realizing the error of her ways.
She knew she had to see it through. And that's sometimes what human beings also need to do. They're like,
Right.
this might be the wrong path, but I need to travel down it to concretely know, or else
Right.
I'll always be like, what if? So
Right.
she was like, I did the foolishness with the engagement. I did the foolishness with the first meeting. This man has played in my face multiple times.
Right.
Now, the picture that I have for the podcast listeners, she's in a random hotel,
Exactly.
seated on a bed, just casual clothes, but she also has her hands folded as if like
Exactly.
you would think this the crime documentary or something.
Exactly. Like a very serious conversation is happening right
It felt
now.
like, and we solved the case.
Exactly.
I was
I'm
like,
like, well, girl, we
oh.
been solved it like an episode ago. That's wild.
This is after we saw all the other couples on their first day in Greece.
Right.
While they're talking about bone zoning like twice that night,
Yes, exactly.
playing around. She was like, "Look, that first meeting, horrible. I'm there with you. I cringed to my soul." So she said, "We ain't going to Greece." And I died. Oh my
I was just like, well, you better than me, sis, because I think I would have got the free trip to Greece and I would just had to figure it out there. Because I'm like, Greece? We going to Greece? Okay. But like you said.
Look, I took my time with these episodes. Thank goodness. Thank you, Netflix, that I could take time with these episodes because the way I watched their first meeting, I was texting Rami Day, who was on our episodes for And Just Like That, and I was like, I am so stressed for Nicole right now. Like, this man is not it. And then literally, if I just watched the last episode, I would have been okay. But I like had work to do. I'm covering Big Brother and Love Island. So I was like, thank goodness. So we get a teaser. There's some little cafe. I'm guessing we're back in England somewhere. And Benaiah's inside. Which this is now such a Love is Blind trope.
I know. They're like, oh, it didn't work out. Let's bring your second choice around and see what pops off.
And guess what? He will take
He
her back.
will.
He
I
will.
mean, a little bit. It's like, because I feel conflicted. Because when Zach came back around for Bliss, I was on some like, she should take him back. But
Yeah,
this
they're a
time
whole
around,
family with a baby
they
right
are. So it's
now.
like sometimes it be like that. You just gotta spin the block real quick. Because it's like, actually.
I'm telling you, I knew it. I knew it. 'Cause it's like the whole who was really like your first pick,
Yeah.
it's never like legitimately I picked you. Like
Right.
that's such a one way to see it that doesn't look into the nuances, like I'm saying, of
Right.
human beings. To
Right.
me, it was so obvious Bliss was his first choice. He got scared that he wasn't good enough. And so I think Benaiah is absolutely was focused on Nicole. They always date other people. We don't know what his other connections were, but I have a feeling he got scared because he's Mr. No Commitment, clicks with Nicole so well, which makes things scarier if you're against commitment, because it's like, oh, this actually might work.
Because when she talks about what was like the mind body connection thing, and he asked her for more information, and you could tell what she was saying was like landing really well with him. And it's like, it was probably just very scary and overwhelming to be meeting someone who fits so perfectly into what you're looking for, you know?
But he came back around before the pods to even say, like, actually, I want to do this. That's still before he even sees her, so he still fell for who she is. And you know, Nicole rightfully, and this is like, I know I'm so in reality TV world, guys, but this is just my career. This is giving Rachel Lindsay. Like Rachel Lindsay of The Bachelorette, the first Black Bachelorette. Everyone hated that she did not pick Peter, who literally like told her, I don't want to get married. Her one goal on this show is to get married. She's like, well, I'm gonna go for the other guy. That guy's a dud. They're divorcing. But anyway, I think she was like, I know what I'm here for. And like marriage for Black women is such like a complicated thing. I get And I think we're also perfectionists as Black women because of the pressure that we have in society. I saw for Rachel, it's like, I'm the first Black bachelorette. I have to get engaged. So we have to go with the other option. This woman, I'm just like, I think she just still really wanted it. This is how the process is supposed to go. And she thought she had to go for the guy that was like, yeah, I'm going to get engaged in the pods. But she vibes with Benaiah.
Yeah, she was afraid of his non-committal lifestyle. Like, she straight up asked him about commitment, and his first response was to be afraid, you know? So I'm like, she's like, I'm gonna go with a sure bet, who was not a sure bet at all.
Not at all. So we'll see. I mean, in the teaser, these men, I'm sorry, I'm toxic, but when two men are fighting over a Black woman, I'm like, show me more.
And also, I don't trust anything Sam says.
No, he talks about so in that scene or that clip. Oh, yeah, I don't have anything else. What did I think? Oh, I just want to show them three. Okay. So in the teaser for the next drop, we see Sam, Nicole, Benaiah together. This is probably when the whole cast comes back to England and sees everyone who didn't go on the trip. Sam said something about like she was over at my place. Did she tell you that? And Benaiah's just like looking at Sam like, what is going on? And I'm like, Nicole, I don't like what I'm hearing. I'm gonna trust you. I'm gonna trust you because I have to believe in Black women, okay? Don't take that away from me on Black Bi Reality. It might take her longer to get there, but she can get there.
Let's hope.
I don't know why you would be over at Sam's house. Don't do that no more. Stick to
I
the
mean, why would
banana.
AD go out on another date with Matthew after? You know? It's like just wanting to really see it through.
Got
It's like,
to see it through, my boy.
we don't actually. We can quit while we're ahead, honestly.
So we'll see. Also, I just remembered Nicole said that she pictured Benaiah with locks and she still proceeded.
And he
She's so
didn't.
lucky that he just got the bun and the long hair.
I wouldn't be surprised if in his past he had them.
So what do we think so far to the start of Love is Blind UK?
I loved it. It gave me my like swept up in my emotions feelings. It's giving me teasers for some little drama that might be popping up. Yeah, I loved it.
The one drama that we didn't talk about, Your face so switched
I
up.
know, Demi and Ollie.
No.
Dang.
So we see that Demi has no. We see Ollie. He's having a conversation with Catherine. I don't know if this is in Greece or not. But they're vibing. Demi's there. She not vibing.
Exactly.
And basically this man's like, I'm attracted to Catherine. I'm with Demi.
Right.
Attraction. Like I don't even know exactly what he said.
Right.
But yeah. And
Jasmine presses him
yes.
about, and we don't even know which person she's pressing him about. But I'm like, Jasmine, a real one.
Jasmine is real one. She is going to come out on top in this season
She
because
is.
Demi is like sad. She's like,
Right.
obviously, how are you dealing with this on a couples trip while all the
Right.
other couples are doing well? And Jasmine's like, you need to tell me right now, like, who are you feeling?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Ollie's like, well, I want to go home. Demi said, go home.
Go home then.
Go home. Like, you want to pout and go home for what? Because
And
you're
you
being
don't look
snubbed?
like Craig David. You're just tall and light skinned.
Who's Craig David?
He's a singer. So that song they were singing in the men's
Oh, yeah, I
quarters,
know
that's
that because
him. Yeah.
Jordan loves that song.
Yeah, that's the singer, Craig David.
Jordan will sometimes randomly be like, I couldn't believe this man was British. I'm like, okay, Jordan, like, thank you for reminding me about this very specific song, this very specific singer who has one song.
Exactly.
So, wait, what does Craig David look like? Because now I gotta.
Yeah, I mean, they're both tall, light-skinned black men. Like,
Oh.
right.
Wait. Wait. Is this him today? He don't look like him today, tomorrow, yesterday, 'cause I'm seeing
Yeah.
all versions of Craig David.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I was just like, okay, I'm gonna need y'all to give him as much smoke as y'all gave Chelsea
Oh.
about not looking like Megan Fox. So,
Yeah. That's very true. But
exactly.
they won't do it.
They won't do it.
They won't do it 'cause they love getting on a woman about her looks.
They do.
Ugh. Ugh. All right. So, Kavita, what are you up to? Where can people follow you in between episodes of our recaps?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at hello underscore Quita for my hot takes on social justice and pop culture. Also, if you're a social justice organization, I do consulting and you can find more information about that at iolastrategies.com. And I will soon be launching a podcast called Grassroots University, which discusses politics and history. Yeah.
Beautiful. I will share the links down below. Again, I'm Nicole Weaver, your host, and I am always writing for Collider, so you can check that out. I always post my author page below so you can get right to all of my articles. Still covering Love is Blind USA, still covering Big Brother 26. And I will be writing as well about Love is Blind UK, probably. So you can follow all that on the channel for Black Bi Reality. First of all, we're at 1K, over 1K now. So thank you so much. Please, if you have the bandwidth, watch that ad right through so I can get some money after all this work. And then we are doing Big Brother 26 exit interviews. So please subscribe if you're into any of that. I also talked to Chappelle about Love Island USA, which was really funny and fun. Quita watched Love Island USA, and
I
we have
did.
agreed that we will come back to talk about the reunion.
I'm so excited.
So excited. And that's pretty much it. Please follow Black by Reality across all your socials. Like, comment, subscribe, ring that bell so you can get it immediately. And even follow on Apple Podcasts so you can listen on the go if you can't sit down and watch a YouTube video. And if you're on the podcast apps, I will start asking to write a review for the podcast. That also helps. That's it, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Good night.